One of the most pervasive myths about Stoicism is the belief that Stoics were emotionless beings who suppressed all feelings, existing in a permanent state of austere detachment. This misconception likely stems from the Stoic emphasis on reason, self-control, and acceptance of what cannot be changed. However, the ancient Stoic philosophers had a much more nuanced and pragmatic perspective on emotions, particularly potent ones like anger. Far from advocating for the outright elimination of emotion, the Stoics understood emotions as natural human experiences, neither inherently good nor bad in themselves. What mattered most was how one responded to and expressed those emotions. Through the lens of wisdom, virtue, and reason, even intense emotions like anger could be channeled towards positive ends. This nuanced stance on anger is embodied in the concept of righteous fury, a form of anger that is purposeful, controlled, and fueled by a virtuous desire for justice. Unlike the popular caricature of the cold, dispassionate Stoic, righteous fury represents a passionate expression of moral conviction married with profound self-discipline. Throughout this exploration, we will examine what righteous fury means from a Stoic viewpoint, tracing it back to the teachings of iconic figures like Seneca and Marcus Aurelius. We'll contrast it with more toxic forms of anger driven purely by impulse, hostility, or vengeance. And ultimately, we'll unpack practical Stoic techniques for understanding anger's roots, recognizing its virtuous potentials, and channeling that powerful energy into principled action aligned with reason and justice. To grasp the true essence of righteous fury, we must first understand the ancient Stoics' complex relationship with anger. While they recognized anger's destructive potentials if left unchecked, they also perceived its usefulness as a motivating force when filtered through the lens of virtue and wisdom. The Stoic philosopher Seneca, tutor and advisor to the Roman Emperor Nero, offered seminal insights into this nuanced stance. In one of his most famous remarks on anger, Seneca stated, "The best remedy for anger is delay." With this deceptively simple aphorism, Seneca highlighted a core truth that the initial spark of anger is often an impulse detached from reason, prone to making us act rashly and court regrettable consequences. However, by cultivating the ability to pause, reflect, and delay our response, Seneca posited that we could transform that raw, visceral anger into something more measured and purposeful. This intervening delay provides a crucial window for rationality and wisdom to reassert themselves, steering us away from blind retaliation and towards more constructive actions aligned with our core principles. Seneca's imperial pupil, Marcus Aurelius, echoed these sentiments in his celebrated work Meditations, writing, "The intelligent person does not allow themselves to be carried away by their impulses, but directs their actions by reason, carefully weighing the circumstances and their reaction to them." For these pivotal Stoic thinkers, virtue stemmed not from the total absence of emotion, but from one's ability to guide even the most intense emotional energies using the rudder of reason. Emotions like anger were treated not as inherent flaws to be purged, but as powerful forces to be studied, understood, and ultimately directed towards wise and ethical ends. This stance represented a stark departure from the more common ancient philosophical view that sought to extinguish anger and other turbulent emotions entirely. The Stoics' revolutionary insight was to acknowledge anger's existence, respecting its motivational potency, while devising methods to align it with logos, the universal principle of reason, truth, and nature's laws. When applied specifically to anger, this holistic Stoic framework gave rise to the idea of righteous fury, a form of anger that is not a mindless tantrum, but a controlled burn, fueled by moral conviction and tempered by wisdom. It is the accent flame of a forge rather than the raging wildfire, purposefully shaping and transforming instead of indiscriminately destroying. Defining righteous fury. At its core, righteous fury as conceived by the Stoics represents a nuanced synthesis, a harmonizing of passion's fire with reason's steady hand. To explore it fully, we must understand not just what it is, but what it is not. Righteous fury is anger, to be certain, but it is anger of a very specific sort, anger that is controlled, purposeful, and aimed towards the ultimate goals of justice, fairness, and positive change. It stems from a place of virtue and moral conviction rather than petty grievances, hostility, or a quest for vengeance. To illustrate this distinction, consider the difference between two scenarios. In one, a person lashes out in blind rage after a perceived insult, making personal attacks and threats stemming purely from a bruised ego. This is the archetype of impulsive, destructive anger disproportionate to the perceived wrong and motivated primarily by hostility. In contrast, picture an activist joining a protest against institutionalized injustice and oppression. Though outraged by clear moral wrongs, their anger fuels discipline, nonviolent resistance, and advocacy for systemic reforms. This controlled expression of justifiable anger, channeled towards demanding positive change through principled actions, this is righteous fury personified. The key distinction, as the Stoics conceived it, lies in the underlying intent and desired outcome. Impulsive anger seeks only to lash out indiscriminately, sating hostility in the moment through retaliation or vindication of the ego. Righteous fury, on the other hand, harnesses anger's powerful motivational energy in service of higher ideals, a desire to uphold ethical principles, safeguard human dignity, or create a more just world. One is rooted in hostility and impulse, the other in morality and reason. To use a metaphor, impulsive anger is a raging out-of-control wildfire, indiscriminately consuming everything in its path in a blaze of destruction. Righteous fury burns with comparable intensity, but manifests as a focused flame, the precise, careful burn of a blacksmith's forge, purposefully shaping and forging something of value and strength. This controlled, purposeful nature of righteous fury separates it from pettier, more ego-driven expressions of anger. It is not anger over insignificant personal slights or frustrations. It is not misdirected hostility towards others as an outlet for stress or unhappiness with one's circumstances. Rather, righteous fury represents anger that has been filtered through reason and wisdom, recognized as a powerful motivating force, but harnessed and directed with intent towards the highest virtues of justice, dignity, truth, and ethical action. Perhaps most importantly, righteous fury is anger that does not consume itself and burn out fruitlessly. It stubbornly refuses to be an aimless tantrum that passes like a summer storm, forgotten and achieving nothing. Instead, it is anger with purpose, a controlled burn that forges something of enduring value and impact. It represents a conscious choice to channel one's outrage into substantive, principled actions and efforts to create positive change. This ability to convert intense emotional energy into purposeful, virtuous expression is precisely what the Stoics strove to cultivate, elevating human capacities beyond mere base impulses. In many ways, mastering righteous fury is akin to the spiritual and philosophical ideal of alchemically transmuting a coarse, volatile element into something golden, refined, and indestructible. While righteous fury may seem like a lofty philosophical ideal, its principles find numerous embodiments in the annals of history and our modern world. Indeed, by studying these real-world examples, the concept comes into sharper focus as a potent catalyst for justice and social progress when harnessed with wisdom. One of the most iconic manifestations of righteous fury can be found within the civil rights movements of the 20th century, where activists channeled justifiable outrage over systemic racism and oppression into paradigm-shifting campaigns for change. Figures like Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and John Lewis expressed profound anger over the injustices pervading society, but critically, they filtered that anger through the virtues of nonviolence, courage, and an unwavering moral vision, ultimately sparking epochal reforms. The writings, speeches, and actions of these leaders exemplify the power of righteous fury. Dr. King raged with fiery determination against the withering injustice of police brutality, the oppressive racial blight that still deforms the soul of America. Yet, driven by a higher moral calling, King harnessed that fury towards disciplined nonviolent resistance, channeling anger's energies in service of creating a society closer to the ideals of equality, dignity, and John Lewis, too, embodied righteous fury through his lifelong activism and sacrifice. As a young man, he raged against the injustices he witnessed, declaring, "I'll never become bitter or hostile. I'll become more determined than ever that this system of racial discrimination and racial segregation must be stopped in America once and for all." His anger propelled him through innumerable beatings, arrests, and adversities in pursuit of reform and racial equality. Yet in both these iconic figures, we see anger's fire purposefully controlled and directed. Their fury acted as an inextinguishable furnace, steeling their resolve and lending urgency to their cause. But it was harmonized with strict adherence to nonviolence, reason, and moral courage. Anger alone was not enough. It required the alchemical union with wisdom and disciplined action to forge meaningful change. On a more personal scale, we can find righteous fury exemplified whenever individuals stand up against abuse, oppression, or injustice in their own lives. A woman who enforces boundaries against an abusive partner, driven by self-respect. A bullied student who finally confronts their tormentors, no longer permitting mistreatment. an ethical whistleblower who exposes corporate wrongdoing at great personal risk. In each case, we see that same principled fusion of intense anger catalyzing action rooted in upholding human dignity and ethical integrity. The key thread is recognizing when anger stems from justifiable indignation over transgressions against one's core values and principles. Anger becomes a virtuous driving force when it protects something sacred, whether that be justice, safety, truth, human rights, or one's own sense of self-worth. It is anger that refuses to accept or enable moral wrongs, instead sparking the courageous impulse to create positive change. In stark contrast, anger that is rooted in ego, petty grievances, or a simple desire for retaliation lacks this ennobling quality of virtue. An employee who angrily lashes out at a manager over a perceived slight is acting on impulse and ego, not ethical conviction. A friend who cuts ties over a fixable conflict, letting anger sever the relationship entirely, is squandering anger's motivational energy destructively. The Stoics would argue there is a clear divide between these two forms of anger. One is discordant, accomplished through hostile deeds and words that only breed more negativity and conflict. The other is harmonious, tempered by reason and wisdom, its energies channeled into substantive actions that hold the potential to create something of value, justice, reform, empowerment, or protection against genuine moral wrongs. The true expression of righteous fury represents anger that has been masterfully alchemized, like lead into gold. What was once a destructive, chaotic force is refined through introspection and the asserting of reason into something powerful, yet controlled a scalpel's precision over a bludgeon's indiscriminate force. Its presence is intense and formidable, sure, but it is deployed discriminatingly in service of virtue and positive change, not blind retaliation or ego. In this light, we can view the embrace of righteous fury not just as grim necessity, but an elevated expression of our rational human capacities. By asserting wisdom and intent over anger's fires, we take something primal and shape it through the uniquely human powers of thought, ethics, and conscious willpower. Righteous fury is anger made whole, integrated with our highest selves in a profound union of emotion, morality, and conscious direction. Stoic techniques to manage anger. While the Stoic concept of righteous fury acknowledged anger's potential as a virtuous impetus towards justice, the ancient philosophers also developed robust practices to cultivate mastery over this intense emotional force. Grasping these techniques is crucial, for uncontrolled anger left to rage indiscriminately inevitably breeds immense destruction, alienation, and cyclical hostilities that erode human dignity and societal foundations. As we have explored, righteous fury represents the ideal union of anger's passion and motivation with the governance of reason, wisdom, and intent. It is akin to a controlled burn, purposefully directed to forge something of value. But to access this refined expression requires rigorous introspection, self-discipline, and philosophical fortitude, making the Stoics' toolkit for managing anger indispensable. Chief among their methods was the practice of premeditatio malorum, Latin for the premeditation of evils. This proactive exercise involved deliberately visualizing and rehearsing one's responses to potential future misfortunes, insults, or anger-inducing scenarios before they arose. In doing so, a person could anticipate challenging circumstances with pragmatic calm, rather than falling victim to impulse when crises inevitably occurred. For example, an activist preparing for a protest might envision in detail facing hostility from counter-protesters, police aggression, or unjustified arrests. They could then visualize and rehearse maintaining courageous discipline, channeling justifiable outrage into nonviolent resistance rather than hostility. The purpose wasn't to eliminate anger itself. The Stoics understood anger could serve as a powerful motivating force and righteous impetus for courage. Rather, premeditatio malorum instilled the self-mastery to recognize anger's arising but respond with intention and wisdom. It fostered resilience, equanimity, and the ability to access righteous fury as a controlled, life-affirming expression rather than self-destructive hostility. This imaginative exercise was commonly supplemented by the Stoics' journaling practices, which provided methodical outlets for reflecting on anger's roots, manifestations, and impacts. By detailing experiences and emotions surrounding anger in one's observations, the journaler could gain invaluable self-knowledge. What recurring patterns or flawed perceptions spark irrational anger and resentment? In what context did anger genuinely spur virtuous actions? Over time, journaling helped illuminate both anger's pitfalls and its highest potentials as a catalyst for positive change. Moreover, the very act of observing and articulating anger introduced a crucial pause, a space of separation between the spark of anger and ultimate response. The journaler stepped back, no longer fused with and blindly driven by their anger in the moment. This distance enabled wisdom, perspective, and intentional choice to reassert themselves over impulse. Journaling was the embodiment of Seneca's maxim, "The remedy for anger is delay," made a rigorous, introspective practice. The Stoics paired these exercises with the overarching philosophical concept of cognitive distancing, encouraging the mental separation from anger's blinding fusion with one's sense of self and perspective. In the throes of rage, we become preoccupied solely with insults against our ego, forgetting reason and the bigger picture. But cognitive distancing meant striving to step outside one's immediate, subjective viewpoint and perceive anger-inducing events impartially with the same detachment as a dispassionate observer. From this psychologically distanced vantage point, personal insults and provocations shrank in perceived significance. Viewed objectively, they appeared as isolated moments likely driven by others' suffering rather than genuine affronts to oneself. With this expansive perspective, anger's triggers were recognized for what they often were: fleeting occurrences devoid of cosmic injustice, trivial when measured against one's core values and life's grander unfolding. Yet the purpose of cognitive distancing was not to eliminate justifiable anger entirely. Indeed, when surveying life's circumstances from an impartial, philosophical mindset, one could still perceive genuine moral failings, institutional injustices, and wrongs demanding correction. The difference was in one's reactivity. By stepping outside the blinding subjectivity of anger's grasp, wisdom could reassert itself. Anger was acknowledged yet placed in context, its fires banked until wisdom and intent directed precise deployment rather than unbridled combustion. In many ways, the Stoics were among history's earliest practical psychologists, studying the human experience and developing models of consciousness long before modern conceptions existed. Their techniques were aimed at achieving the ideal fusion of spirited emotion and cerebral rationality, a reconciliation of our primal, impulsive selves with the loftier heights of human reason that separates us from beasts. And in their eyes, no force personified this aspiration towards integration more aptly than righteous fury, anger operating in harmonious service to virtue, justice, and conscious direction. Mastering the alchemical process of transforming anger into this most elevated expression first required stepping outside anger's undertow through self-observation and impartial perspective. Only then could one gaze upon anger's rising flames with the pragmatic detachment required to channel them towards clarity, fortitude, wisdom, and ultimately principled, life-affirming action. This was the Stoics' ultimate aim regarding anger, not meek submission nor domineering hostility, but rather the assertion of humanity. The Stoic philosophy offers a pragmatic and balanced framework for understanding and expressing the powerful emotion of anger. Rather than repressing anger entirely or surrendering to its most destructive impulses, the Stoics advocated for recognizing anger's roots, harnessing its motivational energy, and directing it towards virtuous ends aligned with reason, wisdom, and justice. Centerpiece to this approach is the concept of righteous fury, anger that is controlled, purposeful, and fueled by moral conviction over injustice or ethical violations. Unlike pettier forms of anger rooted in ego, hostility, or simple impulse, righteous fury represents the ideal harmonization of passion's flames with the governance of rationality and intent. As we have explored, righteous fury is anger masterfully alchemized, refined through introspection and conscious choice into an intense yet controlled force, deployed with precision towards the ideals of creating positive change, defending human dignity, or upholding ethical principles. It is anger's chaotic energies integrated with our highest rational selves, shaped into something powerful yet disciplined the blacksmith's forge over the wildfire's destruction. The true embrace of righteous fury is an elevation of our human capacities. By asserting reason's governance over primal emotions, we manifest something transcendent anger's visceral intensity, wedded to our unique capacities for ethics, intent, and willful direction. It is emotion made whole, devoted to thoughtful purpose over blind expression. Of course, cultivating the wisdom and self-mastery to access this elevated expression of anger is no simple feat. As the ancient Stoics understood, it requires rigorous self-study, philosophical fortitude, and a steadfast commitment to continuous growth in consciousness. This is where their specific teachings and exercises for understanding and channeling anger become invaluable guides. Practices like premeditatio malorum, premeditation of potential misfortunes, journaling to illuminate anger's roots, and cognitive distancing to step outside anger's blinding subjectivity, these provide the blueprint for embarking upon anger's transformative journey from base impulse to refined expression of the virtues. By proactively envisioning and rehearsing our responses to anger-inducing scenarios, we forge the resilience to access rationality and principled action when conflicts arise, rather than hostility. Through introspective journaling, we gain self-knowledge of anger's sources and impacts, introducing a crucial pause where wisdom can reassert itself over reflexive reactivity. And by cognitively distancing ourselves, we perceive anger's trigger with pragmatic detachment, able to acknowledge justifiable outrage, yet respond with intent rather than blind combustion. Ultimately, the mastery of righteous fury integrates the full depth of our human experience, the primordial fires of emotion, and the cerebral heights of reason fusing in harmonious accord. It is an alchemical joining of two potent forces within us, one ancient as the species itself, the other our species' evolutionary mark of transcendence. In this light, righteous fury becomes not just a path to virtuous anger, but a gateway towards self-actualization and conscious awakening as complete human beings. By channeling even our most volatile drives towards purposeful expression aligned with ethical principles, we assert the full autonomy of human willpower and moral potential. Righteous fury is anger made whole, made holy, even its energies no longer leaking destructively, but focused into an inexhaustible forge stoking the highest callings of our innermost selves. The Stoics' path is still traversable today for any who commit themselves to its arduous ascent. Will you have the courage to shape anger's fires into the purifying furnace of your fullest humanity? The choice, as always, remains yours. We invite you, the reader, to reflect deeply on the ideas explored here and how they may resonate with your own experiences with anger. Has there been a time when justifiable outrage over injustice motivated you to take principled action for positive change? How might better understanding and channeling that anger through a Stoic lens have made your actions more impactful or aligned with your core values? Conversely, are there instances where you regret how impulsive, unrestrained anger led you to behave in destructive or hostile ways that undercut your integrity? Reflecting on applying the Stoics' teachings on anger management, how might you approach similar situations differently today? Share your personal stories, insights, and questions in the comments below. By fostering an open dialogue, we can enrich each other's understanding and growth around this universally human struggle with anger's energies. If this exploration resonated with you, we encourage discussing these powerful ideas with others who may benefit from a more intentional, virtue-rooted approach to expressing anger. Whether in your personal relationships, communities, or spheres of activism, engage friends and loved ones in conversation around cultivating righteous fury. How might adopting a Stoic framework elevate our movements for social justice, our courage to enforce boundaries, or simply our personal conduct? Widening this discourse allows the Stoic concept of righteous fury to become more than an academic musing. It breathes life into a pragmatic code for channeling even our most volatile drives towards individual and collective transformation in service of human dignity, truth, and wisdom. That is a flame worth stoking in these turbulent times. Will you help fan the fires of righteous fury?